there, super fans. This is Jacqueline from FreakyHealer.com, and I have a special, special guest today. It's like a real treat, and because it is the illustrator of Ella's Inner Genie, and it's Elisa Brondolo, which is a dear friend of mine, and she did Ella as a character and all these wonderful, wonderful, beautiful illustrations. So, hey, Elisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a bit nervous for this.
That is okay. I'm nervous too. There we go. We're together, but we have Ella. We don't need to be nervous.
Yes.
We have Ella. So first of all, thank you so much for coming up with such an amazing character, because I tell you what, I mean, everyone in the book, the characters are fantastic. So,
Thank you.
It's a collaboration, and I feel like both of us, we just really put our hearts in it, right?
How did you come up with,
I mean, I gave you the text, I gave you the book, the words, the story, but how did you come up with Ella? I mean, it was just natural?
I think the first part I started with this character is the hair. Because the hair is a very important part of one character and one also little girl or little boy. So a lot of characters are made, if I can say it, by her or his hair. And immediately after then, I tried to give to her common color like brown, but with some little detail for make her completely original. So the little cut on this part and the little space between her feet. So I think in this way she could be pretty and kind and friendful.
Yeah. But still herself.
Yes.
You know, like she's a girl, but she is a very, she's like a tomboy, right? She likes
Yes, exactly.
Like when I look at Ella, she loves to live life her way.
Yes, and for this reason, I choose to put on her the shorts, because in this way, she's free to move, run, and jump, and make everything what her inner genius tell to her or she feel.
Absolutely. And also I feel like I look at Ella and I feel like she's powerful. Right?
Yes, because I choose the yellow color for her inner genius because it is the color of the joy for me. So
yes. She
is a joy person.
Yeah, and her power. No, you're fine. By the way, where do you live and where are you from? Tell the people.
Okay, I live in Italy. I'm from Italy, from Turin. And this is my first international collaboration. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you too.
For this one.
Thank you too. You are perfect. You were perfect. And the way we met, maybe for listeners so they know, I used to live for like almost 4 years in Turin with my family. And we met, I met your mom first through the Lightsaber Academy. And then I met you and your brother and your dad and we became friends. And back then you even babysat our cats when we went out of town. And so tell us a little bit about your background. Like you went to school for it and you do this for a living. What do you do?
I finished 2 years ago my Academy of Fine Art, and I start to draw for job. And I usually make a character or illustration, but I started to drawing some tattoo in the very
wow
this day. And But this experience with a child book is just crazy for me, because it's the first time I force, if I can say, to I force myself to draw something very different from my usual normal style. But I love it, and I just discover I can draw something like this, and I love to draw this kind of style. So really, it's crazy. And I draw, so I am an artist by definition, because I paint drawing, and I paint also like miniatures. So sometimes I'm just keep my glasses and just paint very, very little things. And but also I still teach lightsaber in Ludusport. So this
amazing.
Is my job.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, if you think about it, like when I gave you the story, we talked about it, and I gave you the story, and this is Ella was the first try. Like, it's not like we tried and changed and everything. You just came and said, this is her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's perfect.
I don't know. I'm just look her in my mind and say, I think she is like this.
That's it, right? It's like, it's amazing. And we just did little details, but ultimately, even then when I told you and said, it's in a genie, and then I don't remember, was it you or me, or we came up together with, it comes from the heart, and then you came up with how you're showing it with the yellow, and then in the other, for the other people,
color.
Like, everyone different colors, and I mean, how you just made it happen. Like, it shows, like, everyone knows exactly what you mean with your illustration. So you captured like the heart of the book immediately. And I find that amazing. Find it amazing.
Thank you.
Right? And like, this is one of the favorite pages. Right?
It's just because their color are mixed together, just make the rainbow. So it's
so good.
I think every one of us have a color in his or her mind when he think about himself. So
that's before everyone sees and knows the inner genie. And I mean, Ella's story is really about the inner genie, that Ella has that inner voice. She wants to follow it because it feels good. She doesn't know what it is, so she calls it her inner genie, and she thinks that the parents don't have it, because the parents don't always, you know, agree with what they want from her, with what it's inside of her. She thinks the brother has it, the cats have it, and the grandma has it. And then there's big explosion, you know, the clash of the titans between the parents and Ella. And the parents sit down with Ella and say, hey, what's going on? And then Ella is brave enough. She's like, okay, I'm just going to be brave to say what's going on, that I have that inner genie. And then in that moment, the parents remember that they have it too. And then that
They never stop. They never stop to have it. It's just hide inside of them.
Yeah, it's like, and it's true. It's like we kind of like forget, you know, there's the clash of the titans, and then we basically, I'm gonna go further, then Ella is super sad.
This is my favorite illustration.
It's my favorite too. And you know what's really funny? It's like in this, she's sad, and then she thinks, well, the parents know best, I better be a good girl. And then she loses her hearing of her inner genie. It shuts it down. And that's what happens in real life, you know? That's like, right? And when she then talks with the parents, see, they're like, oh, wait a minute. So my child, or our child, is not rebellious. Ella is not rebellious. She follows her inner genie. And that opens up so much love and harmony in a family. And then at the end, the parents ask Ella to teach the whole family. So everyone can be reminded of that they have an inner genius. I mean, did that touch your heart? Like your little girl, like when you were little?
I completely love this story. And I think if I have read this book when I was a child and just say, it's the exactly thing I try to say to my parents or to, I don't know, also the teacher sometimes forget how much the child needs to make something in freedom. It's just also in the class is difficult to stay and make something we have to do for 24 hours. It's crazy. Yeah. A child can't. And also the woman and the man shouldn't take every kind of situation, every I have to do this. Sometimes also the adult people must follow their inner genius, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and this
I
is the point
like
of the book.
That's the point of the book, right?
Yes.
It's like, in reality, as you said, it's not just for the children, it's also for adults to remember, wait a minute, I have an inner genie too. So, and I think that's really important. I actually had a reader, she said she read the book and then she realized I can't hear my inner genie. So what did she do? She just went outside and said, okay, I need to hear my inner genie. So
yes,
she went on a walk and everything and listened to her. And then she was a happier person because of it. And so, and that's really, I find it really touching. I find it really touching. And I mean, we actually kind of were talking about maybe further, you know, books with Ella to keep her character going and doing other subjects in the book. And I mean, I cannot tell you how excited I am to think about that Ella is going to keep going and keep sharing her joy with children and adults, right?
Yes, it's very, very nice thing.
Very exciting. So
very exciting.
when you did these drawings, did you do them on paper first and then in computer or on a tablet?
I'm just started with my computer and my tablet with digital painting, and I just start in grayscale, not with the colors, because sometimes the color can distract you from the shade of the character, because one of the most important things is the shade of the character. If the shade works and you add the correct color, all the character works. But if the shade is not clear enough, you can use a very, very good color, but the character is not powerful enough. So I start to work in grayscale and after then add the color. And I choose the purple t-shirt because it's a very good match with the yellow. So everything starts with the yellow of her inner genius. And then I decide to add the color of the dress, the t-shirt,
yeah,
and
fun.
The sweater.
It's so good. It's so good. And I like how she's kind of like jumping, and she's jumping for joy. Like, you know, I own my life. I know who I am, and I hear my inner genie, and I just enjoy life so much. And I just think that, I mean, I want every child to feel that way, right? All that joy, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. It really is.
I'm very happy to be able to pass how much joy Ella can feel about this kind of with this kind of image, because I think the first page of the book could transmit the feeling of the books of the story.
Oh, absolutely. And then also what I want to say is, like, then we have the end pages, but then we also did some more pages as a like a workbook. So there's Ella said, hey, there is more to the book. And Whoa. Then the kids are being asked like questions, you know, like, oh. And then they can draw in it because then
this is very cool.
Yeah, like, you know, draw, what's your superpower? How do you hear your inner genie? How does your inner genie look? Because I think when they read the book, so they fall in love with Ella, then they read the book, and then immediately you can actually capture the child's creativity and then yes. have them write and draw, because that is something, it will stay with them forever.
Yes, I love this idea because when I personally read a book in my childhood, just take a piece of paper and just start to draw the way in which I could live the adventure of the character. So just say, oh, and if I have I have to choose my color, so I'm just draw myself and try to make some color on the paper. I think have this kind of experience on the book is very, very beautiful, because it's my personal book. It's not just a book, it's mine.
That's funny that you say that, because hold on, like in the beginning, and then I even speak to the parents first. So parents, you have to read that. Why is that book so important? And then
the
child gets to claim the book, because this is such a personal book. It's like a journal for some adults. It's a like a, where you write your own private stuff. And this is what this was supposed to be. It was supposed to be the child's personal book, you know, where they can hang out with their inner genie, with Ella. And Ella speaks to the children. So the story, how it's written, it's not just, you know, in third person, Ella did, she did, he did. No. It's Ella speaks to the child and say, hey, I'm Ella. How are you? Who are you? Talk to me, right? And I like that. And you captured that. Like, you really captured that Ella wants to speak to the reader, to the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the back of the book. And your name down here. So tell me a little bit about when you think about Ella, just like the character Ella, what is the biggest feeling that you have for her and that you so much brought over? What is Ella for you in a feeling, you know?
I think Ella for me is the joy of the freedom could give to a person, adult or child, whatever. The things who help me to remind, I am free. I'm free to be happy. I'm free to stop working sometimes and just, I don't know, look the sky or take a walk or just dance on my own. It's just be happy, not stress too much. And this is very my problem, because I stress myself a lot. So sometimes I should have a little Ella here, say, breathe in, breathe out, calm down, and just have fun. Okay, thank you.
And Ella says that. Ella totally says that. So I like how you said freedom, be free, because that's part of Ella's inner genie, the story for her to be able to be free, and the parents to see that and say, oh, she's not rebellious. She's a very cool kid, and we love her so much, and we let her be free a little bit. And she actually gets to share, you know, how to be free with the rest of the family. I like that freedom. That's a big thing.
Freedom is not a rebellion. It's just you can be free and also a serious person.
Yes.
With some responsible, but it is it's not two opposite side of the life. It's the same. It's just find the balance.
I think. And honestly, I mean, we're all here in life to be free and to follow our inner genie. We really are, right? Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So what is your next project? I mean, I know we're going to do more Ella products and books and whatnot.
Yes, of course.
But what are you working on right now?
I told you, I'm just drawing some tattoo from who asked me. And I also create some character for D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, for some of my friends. I'm working now on a soldier and a barber, maybe, for two of my friends, and I'm just learn in which way I can draw armor in a proper way. So I'm just studying and draw for this character.
And
you can also see on my profile, Instagram profile, Elizart_92. And I also work for become better to draw animals, because I love draw animals, but I'm not good enough. So I have to work on it and draw more animal in this period, because it's my tip for now.
Yeah, that's amazing. So your Instagram profile is Elisa, but it's E-L-I and then a Z, right?
Yes. Elizart.
Yeah.
_92.
Okay, good. Okay. Eliza. So it's E-L-I-Z-A art, A-R-T _ and then
92.
Okay, good. Excellent. So yeah, no, because I think everyone should see your art. I mean, when I go to your profile picture, it's amazing. Such a diversity. Such a diversity.
And yes, then you did, I have a lot of different styles.
Yeah, and then you did Ella, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, Ella is just like, I mean, I look at Ella in the morning, I look at Ella at night, I look at Ella during the day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with Ella. She makes me feel so good, and she reminds me, hey, you have an inner genie, right? It's like, she's so good to look at, and so much joy and power. And I like that word freedom. I do like that. So yeah, that's cool. So is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
I don't know, be yourself and follow your inner genius.
Oh, I love it. And be ready for Ella, the next book, basically.
Yes, of course.
Oh, we're going to rock it.
I think Ella can share this beautiful concept with a lot of her friends. So I just can't wait to create other character with this kind of very cute style, because I don't know, I think this kind of character are super cute, and I just will squeeze them.
I know that's what I want to do too. It's I'm a super fan of Ella. I just like, oh, Ella, she's in my life now. I love her.
And also, if I can say, the mom of Ella is for free inspired by.
She's what?
It is inspired by you.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, Ella, there we go. And then Ella and her mom, her dad, her grandma, her aunts and uncles, her adopted brother, and the kitty. So, I mean, it's just a great story. So it really is. And I know it opens a lot of people's hearts. So they may be a little gentle with themselves, with their children, kids. Learn to be a little bit more secure about themselves, and I love that. So, well, hey, Elisa, thank you so much for
you too, really.
Oh, I'm gonna hug you through the computer, and I'm just so glad we did this, and we're gonna do more. And then, the listeners, thank you for spending your time with us and listening to this story. and say hello to Italy. We'll be back at some point.
Hello.
Yeah, I know, right? And then, yeah, we'll be
you're
sharing.
You're welcome when you want.
Yay! Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, okay, good. Excellent. We'll work together like that. So thank you so much for
thank
everything.
Thank you too, really.
And then we'll be sharing and spreading this everywhere.
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.